Munai, Nava Pondo Lupino, Nava Pachinai, Chirai, Chirai.
Good music lives here.
Hottest from Misaka is your number one hit station.
Station bringing the best quarters, Sania and the Poisoners have to offer.
We offer competitive rates to help you grow your business and brand both locally and internationally. Contact at marketing on +260-961-690-486.
Elevate your business. Power and one less in every Misaka. Number one hit station. Number one hit station.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Government dismisses claims of members of parliament facing jail over Bill 7. Lindazi lawmaker Brenda Nuenda raises concerns over government's delay in paying farmers in her constituency. In international news, Burkina Faso set to bring back death penalty in new government bill. And in sports, the Football Association of Zambia FAS clarifies Abram Grant's payment.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Francis. Information and Media Minister Cornelius Mwetwa has dismissed as baseless and unlawful the claims attributed to former Cabinet Minister Chishimba Kambuli, suggesting that members of Parliament who participate in deliberations and voting on Bill 7 would be jailed after a change of government. Mr. Mwetwa said the statements circulating in various platforms amount to political fantasy and policy, stressing that Zambia is governed by the Constitution and not by what he describes as kangaroo court tendencies. He emphasized that the country is not run according to the personal opinions, emotions or preferences of individuals, but by the laws that citizens collectively submit to through the Constitution. Mr. Mwetwa urged the public to treat the remarks as mere political rhetoric, covered under freedom of speech, adding that they should not be taken seriously. He explained that the Constitution grants exclusive jurisdiction to the National Assembly to make laws under Article 76 and that no other organ has the authority to interfere in the legislative process. Mr. Mwetwa further stated that the work of Parliament cannot be dictated by political illusions or hallucinations, and reminded the public that MPs were elected specifically to carry out the role of lawmaking.
That the statements attributed to have been made by the former Minister of Information, Honorable Chishimba Kambuli, that members of Parliament who will participate in the deliberations and voting over Bill 10 will be jailed after change of government, that those statements are not backed by any law known in Zambia. Those statements are merely political fantasy and fallacy. Zambia is not governed like the kangaroo court. It is governed by the laws of the land as epitomized through the Constitution.
And the Oasis Forum has challenged lawmakers to stop Bill 7, warning that the ongoing constitutional amendment process lacks legitimacy and not people-driven, emphasizing that it should not be allowed back on the floor of the House. Forum chairperson Beauty Katere alleged that the review process initiated by President Hakainde Hichilema and the appointment of technical committee appointed on 7th October is flawed. Finance Minister Dr. Stumeko Msokotwani says Zambia's latest credit rating upgrades have given investors more confidence in the country. He says the new ratings from Standard and Poor's and Fitch show that Zambia's relations with lenders have improved and that the country is now managing its debt better. Dr. Msokotwani told Parliament when he gave a ministerial statement that the upgrades confirmed that Zambia is finally out of default and has regained credibility. He said the ratings also send a clear message to the world that Zambia is once again a country that pays its debts and handles public finances responsibly. On 21st November, S&P raised Zambia's rating from selective default to CCC+/C, officially marking the country's return to being credit worthy.
the upgrade formally confirmed Zambia's exit from a state of default to major global rating agencies. This is significant restoration of credibility. It signals to the world that Zambia is once again a country that meets its obligation and manages its finances responsibly. Secondly, the upgrade reinforced investor confidence when rating agencies recognize Zambia as a more creditworthy destination. It reassures both domestic and international investors that our economic and governance fundamentals are strengthening. Increased confidence translates into higher investment flows and expanded business activities and ultimately more jobs for citizens. Thirdly, these upgrades gradually improve Zambia's access to financing and international markets.
The Ndazi Member of Parliament, Brenda Nyirenda, has raised an urgent concern in Parliament about delayed payments to farmers, warning that the situation on the ground has become desperate and is undermining trust in the government. Speaking during the parliamentary session, the lawmaker said farmers in Ndazi, who supplied maize to the Food Reserve Agency, FRA, are being subjected to a frustrating cycle as they move between offices without receiving their money. She said farmers are being tossed around from FRA to Indo Bank and back to district offices with no clear answers on when payments will be made. Ms. Nyirenda warned that the delays have exposed farmers to exploitation by unscrupulous individuals who are now offering small quantities of seed in exchange for future repayment in food bags of maize. The MP stressed that farmers' inability to access FRA payments is jeopardizing their ability to prepare for the new farming season, calling on the Minister of Agriculture to work closely with the Ministry of Finance to expedite the disbursements.
The situation concerning payments for the farmers is becoming desperate. I've just come from Ndazi just now, and the challenge that is there requires your serious attention. Madam Speaker, the farmers are moving just from FRA, they go to Indobank, from Indobank, they go to DACO's office. They are just, you know, being tossed around here and there. Honorable Minister of Agriculture, it's important that we take care of these farmers because these are the people who are making you and me to eat. If we neglect the farmers, we are simply killing our own citizens.
The Competition and Consumer Protection Commission says the rise of artificial intelligence in business is creating new risks that may affect consumers if not properly monitored. Speaking in a statement, CCPC Senior Public Relations Officer Florence Zaza says some AI systems can influence how companies set prices, with algorithms sometimes reacting to each other in ways that make different businesses charge similar prices. She added that this can reduce real competition and leave consumers paying more than they should. Ms. Zaza stated that AI may also allow large companies to lock consumers into one digital ecosystem, making it difficult for people to switch to competing products or services. She indicated that other risks include reduced product variety, privacy breaches, biased automated decisions, and increased chances of impersonation or fraud using AI. In international news, one of the leading opposition figures in Tunisia, Ahmed Najib Chebbi, was arrested on Thursday by the authorities following his sentencing last week by a Tunis court of appeal. Ahmed was sentenced to 12 years in prison in a mega trial for conspiracy against the state security on Friday, November 28th. He joins 36 other opposition politicians and activists in prison who have been sentenced between 5 to 45 years in prison. Those decisions also led to the arrest of opposition figure and National Salvation Front leader, Chaima Issa, who was sentenced to 20 years in prison. Issa was seized by plainclothes officers and forced into an unmarked civilian vehicle as she was going home after taking part in an opposition protest on Saturday. She has since announced she is beginning a hunger strike to protest the circumstances of her arrest. Still in international news, Burkina Faso's Council of Ministers has adopted a bill to restore the death penalty.